Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Burden's Edge by Sever Bronny, narrated by Gary Furlong. A Sea of Painted Faces. With a single word, Augum Stone made an enemy of every highborn snotbag vying for the throne.
"I beg your pardon, Your Highness."
Augum raised his chin. "I said, no." The hundreds of fluttering candles around the Grand Royal Hall, the largest of several halls in the ancient Black Castle, seemed to still. The Lord High Steward's brows travelled up his forehead as his audience rustled with whispers. He slithered a finger along his embroidered robe, a weasel smile spreading across his lips. The pair of them stood on a wide, carpeted platform before an empty gilded chair, the throne of Solia, and the pasty old schemer was enjoying himself.
"Are you telling us, Prince Augum Arinthian Stone, Lord of Castle Arinthian and Hero of the Resistance, that after turning down the throne for yourself, and after killing the last man who occupied that throne, your own father, mind you?"
"He had ceased to be my father," Augum interrupted, conscious of the throne looming behind him like a bird of prey. The steward's features lit up with pretend surprise. Beyond him, the sea of Solian nobility stirred, their painted faces contorting in dramatized disgust, as if the idea was a foul stench that had dared to invade their upturned nostrils. "We parted blood in the old way," Augum explained, recalling that fateful moment on the drawbridge of this very castle, when the Lord of the Legion had denounced him as a blood traitor, and Augum had shot back with a formal...